Welcome to everyone who is online with us tonight. I welcome you to our second session of 30 days of planting the heavens. God is up to something. God is working. He's working behind the scenes. He's working in areas where we can't see. He's working on things that we are not aware about. God is up to something. And as we continually yield to him in these 30 days of planting the heavens and obey his word and his instruction and come night after night and receive of his word and become rebirthed in his presence, I know our lives will never be the same again. If somebody believes that with me, come on, shout a living hallelujah tonight.
Hallelujah.
Whoever the happiest person online is tonight, let your voice be the loudest. Shout a living hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now congratulate yourself and say, congratulations, you are planting the heavens.
Congratulations, I am planting the heavens.
Why 30 days of planting the heavens? I don't know. I've never heard about that before. Never seen it anywhere. The Lord just put it in my spirit. We're taking one step at a time, but it is very exciting. How many of you know that when you have direction and you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and you know in your heart that that's what he wants you to do? How many of you know joy erupts that you can't even explain?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Great rejoicing. Jeremiah said, the prophet Jeremiah, he said in Jeremiah 15:16, he said, thy words were found, and I ate them. And those words became the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. And I was called by the name of the Lord. When you find his word, and when you eat his word, I believe it was David the psalmist in Psalm 119, who said, he says, when I find your word, I am as happy, in fact, I am happier than someone who just found a slaughtered beast. I'm happier than someone who just came into a mighty spoil. It's like saying today, I'm happier than someone who just won the lottery. Why? Because you found his word.
Yes.
You found his word. Why? Because his word is life. His word is truth. His word is liberation. His word is favor. The Bible says, thou shall arise and favor Zion. You will have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time, is now. When you find the word of God, you find the favor of God.
Amen.
Things begin to work. Everything works in heaven. There are no breakdowns there. You will never read it anywhere where they said light was shut off, or there was communication breakdown, there was lapse in efficiency, they ran out of money. It doesn't happen in heaven. No sickness, no damage, no disease, no death.
Amen.
And that's the life God wants to give to us. Or somebody said, but Pastor, won't we have that when we go to heaven? Well, you might as well start enjoying it now. You might as well start enjoying it now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why 30 days of planting the heavens? We read yesterday in the book of Luke, I believe it was Luke chapter 3, and the Bible told us the heavens were opened, and Jesus came to be baptized. And a dove, the Holy Spirit, descended upon him. And God's voice said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And from that moment, he began a new ministry. From that moment. And the Bible says he was 30 years old. Maybe 1 year represents one day for us. Maybe 30 days of planting the heavens was like 30 years of Jesus' preparation to enter into the new thing that God had for him. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Hallelujah. Genesis 41:46. The Bible tells us that Joseph, after becoming 30 years old, he ascended the throne and walked through the length and the breadth of Egypt. He took over possession of his inheritance. Who knows? Maybe after 30 days, we will begin to walk through the land, the length and the breadth of it, and we will begin to take possession of every part of our possession. Maybe some of those things that have eluded us, maybe some of our inheritance that we've not been able to touch, maybe when we ascend our throne, after 30 days of preparation, maybe there will be a change. Who knows? Who knows?
Amen.
I believe God will do wonders in our lives in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Somebody believes that, we shout a living hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you still have your confession with you tonight?
Yes.
2015 confession, you have it?
Yes.
There was something else I asked you to come with tonight. Do you have that too?
Yes.
Your dreams, your written dreams?
Yes.
Well, if you don't have yours, it's not too late. Just grab a quick piece of paper, because we're going to do something beginning tonight with those dreams. And through the rest of these 30 days, we're going to be adding to it as the Holy Spirit inspires us. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's go over that confession just one time.
2015 is my year of heaven on earth. I am rising up, and heaven is coming down to me. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly places. The Garden of Eden is my new reality. Days of heaven upon the earth are here to stay. Days of laughing, singing, praising, celebrating, rejoicing, and dancing will never end. Welcome heaven, welcome Eden. I am loved of a loved God. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost are the new constant in my life. No more crying, no more whining. Goodbye death, disease, sorrow, sickness, pain, and failure. Former things have passed away, and all things have become new. The night season is over. Daybreak is finally here. Good morning, Coyote. For as surely as the earth brings forth her voice, and as the garden causes the thing sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth out of my life. Exceeding grace will make the difference in my destiny. Zoe life, the superabundant yamu life of God, will continually overflow in me. Light be, I am free from every yoke and chain of darkness. This is my walk over year. Divine wisdom will distinguish me. The God kind of faith will make a giant out of me. My due season of harvest is here. I am walking in God's due order. The covenant worketh, and every precious seed I sow is returning to me speedily with multiplied increase. I am walking over frustration, dysfunction, delay, miscarriage, stagnation, and abortion. Every time verdict hereby terminated. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2015 is my year of heaven on earth. I am rising up. Heaven is coming down to me. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly places. The Garden of Eden is my new reality. Days of heaven upon the earth are here to stay. Days of laughing, singing, praising, celebrating, rejoicing, and dancing will never end. Welcome heaven. Welcome Eden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, or light be. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. The very first time God saw anything that was good was after he spoke. When he spoke words out of nothingness, out of a wasted wilderness, out of void and darkness, came something good. As you are well aware, God went through this for 6 full days, creating, planting. What was he planting? He was planting the heavens upon the earth. The earth was without form and void. It was tohu. That's the original Hebrew word, tohu. The Amplified Bible puts it this way. It says in verse 1, in the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. He prepared, he formed, he fashioned, and he created. And the earth was without form and an empty waste. An empty waste. And darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. And God said, light be. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. It was suitable. It was pleasant. And he approved of it. And God separated the light from the darkness. I declare today that the Lord is separating light from darkness in all of our lives in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.
Even though the earth was wasted, even though the earth was without form and void, God had a dream of planting heaven on the earth. Everything begins with a dream. God had a dream. That's why we are told he prepared, he formed, he fashioned. Who is a fashion designer? A fashion designer is someone who has images, who has concepts in their mind, and they carve material, textile, or things like that to conform to that image that they have in their mind. God fashioned the earth because he had a dream. And even though the earth was full of darkness, it was without form and void. It was tohu, void, dark, waste. Yet, from the very first day, because of the Holy Spirit brooding and moving, and because prophetic words were spoken, what used to be void, dark, and waste became good. And you are aware, as you will see, as we go in subsequent days, we will read old chapters. As we see, you will see creation. How God moved from dark, void, empty, to good. But he didn't stop at good. When he was done on day 6, the Bible says he looked at everything he had done, and it was very good. I declare that in the name of Jesus, every dark, every void, every waste, every empty, every barren in our lives will go from barren to good, from good to very good, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.
God had a dream. And because of the active work of the Holy Spirit, heaven came down to earth. One of the active works of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life is giving dreams and visions and uttering prophetic words which lead to the wonders of heaven being manifested on the earth. Case in point, Mary, the angel came to her in Luke chapter 1. And in verse 34, after the angel had prophesied, Mary said, "Lord, but how will these things be?" And the angel said, "The Holy Ghost, power of the highest, will come upon you. And that holy thing that will be born of you will be called the Son of God. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you." The Holy Spirit is the overshadowing presence. The Holy Spirit is the overshadowing influence of the Godhead. That's why when the Bible says in Isaiah 51:16, "I have put my words in your mouth, and I have covered you in the shadow of my hands," that is the prophetic word, and that is the overshadowing influence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit ministers to the saints in disbursing of dreams and visions and prophetic words, prophetic utterances. In Joel, the book of Joel, chapter 2, all the way from verse 23, you are able to, and if you can find it quickly, I want you to look there. If you can't, just listen to me because I'm going to read it to you. Joel, chapter 2, from verse 23. He said, "Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillars, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed." Notice, one of the distinguishing features of the work of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life is removing of every shame. The removal of every shame. Everything that causes reproach, everything that causes pain, everything that causes embarrassment, the Holy Spirit removes them. Then he said in verse 28, "He would come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions." Look at that. When he pours out his spirit, your daughters and your sons shall prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Part of the most powerful ministry, active work of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer is giving of dreams, prophetic words, dreams and visions. Why? So that the wonders of heaven can be manifest upon the earth. Your daughters, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see vision. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. One of the active works of the Holy Spirit is giving, uttering prophetic words, giving dreams, and giving visions to the saints of God. Until the prophetic word of God becomes your dream. Until the word that God spoke to your heart in the solitary place where you were waiting on him, or when you were in the gathering, the corporate gathering of God's people, until that prophetic word becomes a dream that delights your heart, that excites your heart, a dream that you see even when you are awake, even when you are asleep, even when you are driving, even when you are eating, even when you are walking, even when you are talking, until that dream pervades your life, until that prophetic word becomes your dream and your vision, there is no platform for the accomplishment of it. The dreams you have written down, that is the platform that we are going to give to the Holy Spirit to work. Over the next 30 days, I encourage you, look at those dreams every day on that journal, wherever you have written them. I hope you haven't used a piece of paper that you can lose. Wherever you have written your own dream, look at those dreams every single day. When you look at them, I want you to literally brief upon those dreams. When you brief upon them, I want you to literally prophesy upon them. What does it mean to prophesy? When he said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. What is he saying? It means they will receive prophetic words from the Holy Spirit and they will declare it. That's what it means to prophesy. They will receive prophetic words from the Holy Spirit and they will repeat it. They will receive prophetic words from the Holy Spirit. I am rising up and heaven is coming down to me. The Garden of Eden is my new reality. What is that? You are prophesying. Why? Because you receive words from the Holy Spirit and you are declaring them. Days of heaven upon the earth are here to stay. Days of laughing, singing, praising, celebrating, rejoicing, and dancing will never end. What are you doing? You are prophesying, my brother. You are prophesying, my sister. But those prophetic words have got to envelope you. They've got to become the dreams of your heart. The earth went from waste, darkness, void, and very bad to very good because God had a dream and because of the active work of the Holy Spirit. Everything begins with a dream. Everything begins with a dream. Go back to Genesis 28, which we read last night, and look at verse 10. Genesis chapter 28 and verse 10. It says, and Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed a dream, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. And behold, the Lord God stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. And I will bring thee again to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to you of. And Jacob awoke out of his sleep. And he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid. And he said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. The Amplified said, there is none other than the house of God, and this is the gateway to heaven. God's prophetic words to you that become dreams are the gates to heaven. When God stood above the ladder, Jacob thought he was dreaming. But when he woke up, he said, no, this was not a dream. God's prophetic words spoken to him that night became his access to the heavenlies. Dreams are not only when we close our eyes and sleep. Sometimes we dream with our eyes open. This same Jacob meditated the words of God so much until his waste wilderness and his desolate places started to turn into the Garden of Eden. In Genesis 31:9-13. Genesis 31:9-13. Jacob is speaking to the sons of his uncle Laban. Jacob was not supposed to have anything. He had been serving in captivity. The word of God tells us in Hosea, he was serving servitude for a wife. He was in captivity. His life was a wilderness. He was running from his brother. His future was bleak. The only thing Jacob had was the prophetic word that God spoke to him. And that word became a dream. In Genesis 31 verse 9, Jacob is boasting to his nephews. He said, thus God has taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived that I lifted up my eyes and I saw in a dream, and behold, the lambs or the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring straight, speckled, and grizzled. And the angel of God spoke unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes. This was not a dream of sleep. This was the same kind of dream that he had in Bethel. He thought he was dreaming, but suddenly he came to himself and found out he was interacting with the God of the universe. It was a moment, a supernatural prophetic moment that will alter the course of his life forever. Why are dreams so powerful? Because dreams are pictures or images of hope. Even in the midst of hopelessness, that are implanted in our minds and in our spirit by God to birth in us desire for the destiny and the future that he has planned. They are pictures or images of hope implanted in our minds and in our spirit by God to birth in us desire for the destiny and future he has planned for us. So you might be in a barren land, you may be in a wilderness, in a desolate place, and yet God gives you a dream through his prophetic word, and your eyes open. And instead of seeing barrenness, you see a fruitful land. And that dream becomes the thing that propels you towards destiny. God's prophetic words that become dreams in our lives are powerful because they are points of encounter with God. That is the point where something that is available to God alone becomes revealed. And it becomes accessible to a human being. When God releases his prophetic word to you, when God speaks his dream into your heart and you catch it, and it birthed a desire within you, that is a point of encounter, because your desire is what gives you access to the fullness of God's blessing. That you will delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Mary said, how will these things be? And the angel said, the Spirit of God will overshadow you. And the power of the highest will come upon you. That holy thing that will be born of you will be the Son of God. She caught hold of the dream of God and she birthed forth, even though she was a virgin. No virgin ever had a child. Immaculate birth, it never happened before. But supernaturally, she
she caught God's dream, and the impossible became possible. The wilderness became a fruitful field. A desert place became the Garden of Eden, my friend. When you receive the dream of God for your life and for your future, hope comes where there was hopelessness. Light becomes separated from darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Your future comes alive.
Mm-hmm.
You awake out of a deep slumber. You become energized.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, faith arises within you.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams are points of encounter with God. When God's words became Jacob's dream, Jacob accessed the gates of heaven. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is moving through these airways right now. Thank you for the supernatural work of God, the supernatural movement, brooding of the Holy Spirit, dispatching dreams, dispatching visions, dispatching prophetic inspiration to your children on this prophetic line right now. Thank you for causing blind eyes to become open. Thank you for causing barren lands to become fruitful fields. Thank you for turning the lot of your people around and bringing them into their Garden of Eden.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, the angel of God said unto me, lift up your eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring straight, and I have seen all that Laban has done to you. For I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar and where you vowed a vow unto me. Now arise and get thee from this land and return unto the land of your kindred. So before there was an instruction to arise, there was first a dream. Without a dream, you cannot arise. When Jacob received the dream of God, the prophetic words that were given to him, the Bible says he accessed the gates of heaven. My brother, my sister, the dreams of God are way beyond what most of us understand that they are. There are places of captivity in our lives that God can translate us out of by the power of his prophetic word and supernaturally given dreams. Hosea, the book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse 10 and 13. He said, I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions and dreams and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. And of course, in Numbers 12, 6, God said, I spoke to my prophets through dreams and visions. Verse 12, Hosea chapter 12, verse 12. And Jacob fled into the country of Syria and Israel. He served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep in captivity. Jacob fled to Syria, and he was in captivity, serving for a wife. Verse 13. But by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet, what he deserved. You will not be wrong to replace prophet with by prophetic words or by prophetic utterances. The Lord brought Israel out of captivity, and by prophetic utterances was he celebrated. Prophetic words propel you to destiny when they become your dream. When the words of God become your dream, when you birth those dreams, when you incubate them, when you meditate them, when those words come alive within you because you keep focusing on them, the day star of God will arise within you. This is so powerful. When God's words become a prophetic dream in your life, they propel you towards destiny. Let's read one last scripture before we close. If you will keep meditating on the words of God, if you will keep meditating, those dreams you have written down, if you line them up with the words of God and find a rhema word in the scriptures, if you will keep meditating, if you will keep meditating, if you will keep meditating, and not lose hold of those words, you will keep meditating the word, so that even in difficult times, when the word is challenged, you do not let go of it. That ability to hold on to your dream, that ability to hold on to God's prophetic word, even in times of testing, will qualify you to receive whatever God has prepared for you that is being held in the heavenly places.
Yeah.
Let's close. They called this man the dreamer. When he showed up in Genesis 37, verse 18 and 19, his brothers saw him and they called him, "Hey, here comes the dreamer." Until somebody calls you a dreamer, you cannot access what heaven has prepared for you.
Oh.
Until you are a marked dreamer, until you are a renowned dreamer, until when you show up, the people in your office say, "Here comes the dreamer." Until when you show up, the people in your subgroup ministry in the church say, "Hey, here comes the dreamer." Until you show up and the people in your family say, "Here comes the dreamer." Until they call you dreamer, you do not have access to the gates of heaven. Here comes Joseph. And his brother say, "Hey, here comes the dreamer." In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I speak over you today that every dream that God has for you will become a dream inside of your spirit.
Amen.
That you will incubate the eternal words of God, the prophetic words of God, and they will create light in your spirit until they become your dream that marks you out. When Joseph showed up, they called him a dreamer, and rightfully so. But notice that what they were referring to as dreams about Joseph were actually words. Joseph saw dreams and he spoke words. His dream became equated with the words of God. Those words propelled him to the prophetic future that God had prepared for him. In Psalm 105, as we close tonight, 105:8-22, the Bible says in verse 8, "He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac. And he confirmed the same oath unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant." Verse 11. Saying, notice, these were words spoken. These were prophetic words. "Saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When there were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved them. He reproved kings for their sake, saying," those were prophetic words, "touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. Moreover, he called," those were prophetic words, "for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in an iron. Until the time that his word came," until Joseph's prophetic words to his brothers, which were in the form of a dream, came to pass, God's prophetic words tried him. Your ability to hold on to the prophetic words of God that he spoke to you, your ability to hold on to the dream that the Holy Spirit put in your heart, is the thing that will qualify you, when it is all said and done, to access the blessings and the gate of heaven. Because Joseph held on, the Bible says he became a prince. He taught senators wisdom. He increased in the land. God established him. I see the Lord establishing you. As you breathe over your dream, day after day, in these 30 days of planting the heavens, as you prophesy what God prophesied over you, as you declare the mind of God regarding your future, I see you accessing the gates of heaven in Jesus' mighty name. If you receive that word, somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we honor you. We give you the glory. We bless you. Thank you for opening our eyes and sending us your light. Thank you for the active work of the Holy Spirit. When we go to bed tonight, I ask you, Lord, dreams, 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 prophetic word uttered in our hearts and in our lives. We give you praise, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.